Stuck Summer with Green Cooking North from Miss Irene Rockmore, R-O-C-Q-U-E-M-O-R-E. First of all, I-R-E-N-E. Today's date is 1/21/2013. Patients, 87-year-old Afro-American female, comes to the clinic with number 1, low heart rate, number 2, Parkinson's disease, number 3, history of DVT, number 4, status IVC filter, secondary DVT, number 5, debility, number 6, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure, number 7, hyperleptemia, number 8, anxiety disorder, number 9, anticoagulation therapy, number 10, polyarthritis. Number 11, nursing home resident, number 12, at risk for falls, number 13, osteoporosis, number 14, left ventricular hypertrophy, mitral retention, diastolic dysfunction, number 14, gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 15, venous insufficiency, number 16, seizure disorder, number 7, Alzheimer's, dementia, number 18, CVA/TIA. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems, period. Patient is a nursing home resident. She's wheelchair bound. She's able to feed herself. She needs assistance with transfer. Can't ambulate with assistance. Short distances. Patient has a nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanomedicasia, dark constipation, no sore throat, irritable nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain. Patient suffers from hypertriglyceridemia. She's been on Lovenza for this. She's stable with that. She's denies any diarrhea secondary to the Lovenza. She's tolerating the Cozair nicely. Her blood pressure stable. Her constipation stable with the Surfac and the Thinicot. She's got Parkinson's disease. She's tolerating the Meropex and the Cinepet quite nicely. The patient also has a history of anxiety disorder / depression. She's tolerating the Lexapro without any problems. She has trouble sleeping. She's taking Seroquel for this, and that seems to help her, period. She's on anticoagulation therapy due to Coumadin. We'll monitor her PT-INRQ 2 weeks. Try to keep the INR between 2 and 3, period. She's got significant debility due to advanced age and due to Parkinson's disease, period. We'll continue to monitor her liver function test every 2 months. She is tolerating the Pravacol with any muscle, without muscle aches or pains, period. This is Dr. Samuel Roy, Duke Complicated Clinic. Note from Ms. Irene Rockmore, will continue current her treatment and will have her CBC'd back in 6 weeks. Patient's labs revealed anemia. Hemoglobin was 8.4. Hematocrit is 27.1. I'm going to do a anemia profile. Hemoglobin stool times 3. Her chloride was 115, 18, and carbon dioxide was 18. She seems to have metabolic acidosis. We'll check her SIM7 and her people's labs. Make further recommendations after reviewing the database. This is Dr. Samaroy, did complicated clinic. Note from Ms. Irene Rockmore, her albumin level is 2.8. We'll try to supplement her nutrition by increasing her protein intake. We're going to give her Glucerna 1 can, QAC, and HS, assist with feeds, and give her Potenex 30 cc POVID.